Stepping up the fight against gun violence. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden in New York City pledging to act as violent crime is on the rise nationwide.
Enough is enough because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government.
The president also promised to act on stopping the flow of illegal guns that move from city to city. President Biden came to New York City the day after the funeral of the second of two NYPD officers shot and killed while responding to a domestic disturbance call. He was joined by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a former police captain, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Earlier today, the president announced the leader of ISIS is dead during a raid by U.S. forces in Syria.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield, and it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
President saying the terrorist detonated a bomb as U.S. forces were approaching, killing himself and several members of his family, including children. The president said no U.S. forces were hurt during the operation. The Pentagon says that as evidence, Russia is preparing to stage a fake attack by Ukrainian forces as a pretext for an invasion.
We believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses. And actors that would be depicting mourners and images of destroyed locations as well as military equipment.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Late last year, the U.S. accused Russia of preparing a false flag operation. Russia insists it has no plans to invade Ukraine. Wall Street, a four-day winning streak for stocks, came to an abrupt end as shares in Facebook's parent company Meta dropped more than 26%, dragging other tech stocks with it. The Dow lost 518 points. The Nasdaq minus 530. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The impact of the COVID-19 Omicron variant on the job market may be receding.
There were 238,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 23,000 from the week before. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, declined to 1.62 million. Most economists are expecting employment to rebound this month. And though businesses have been dealing with labor shortages, they were able to get more done at the end of last year. Worker productivity, how much is accomplished by employees, rose 6.6% in the fourth quarter, more than twice the forecast. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A new study raising the possibility that chewing sugarless gum might make a difference in reducing preterm births. Scientists have been studying the link between poor oral health and premature birth for years. Wildlife officials conclude a zoo in Florida is not to blame after a tiger attacked a person late last year.
Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says the Naples Zoo is not at fault for one of their tigers attacking a person, prompting the need to shoot and kill the animal. The incident happened in December. The commission's report states 26-year-old River Rosenquist was likely intoxicated when he ignored safety signs, scaled the fence, and confronted Echo, an 8-year-old Malayan tiger. The animal grabbed Rosenquist and wouldn't let go until a sheriff's deputy shot it. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 202,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups and chassis cabs over an issue that can keep the windshield wipers from working properly. The recall covers vehicles from the 2019 and 2020 model years. Most are in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, but some are in other global markets. The recall comes after the company got more than 700 complaints of the wipers coming loose. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.